This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The European Union has urged all political actors in Tunisia on Monday to respect the country's constitution and avoid violence. The call for calm comes after Tunisia's president ousted the government and froze parliament with help from the army. The European Commission spokeswoman said they are closely following the developments in the country. Tunisia faced its worst crisis in a decade of democracy on Monday after President Kais Saied ousted the government and froze parliament. He made the move with help from the army, and it's being denounced as a coup by the main parties. Protesters celebrated the president's actions, his critics accusing him of a power grab threatening Tunisia's young democracy. Chief among them was the parliament speaker, Ennahda party leader Rached Hanouchi, trying to enter parliament overnight, but police and military forces guarding the site stopped him. The United States and 20 other countries condemned Cuba for its crackdown on thousands of freedom protesters. Monday, the group of countries also called on Havana to release the demonstrators and restore internet access on the island nation. The Cuban government has arrested hundreds of protesters. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in a statement, "Today, democracies around the world are coming together to support the Cuban people, calling on the Cuban government to respect Cubans' demands for universal human rights." The joint statement said that the tens of thousands of Cubans who took to the streets on July 11th exercised universal freedoms of expression and assembly, rights enshrined in international human rights charters. More on VOANews.com. This is VOA News.